There is a must-see play happening in Toronto's East End at Crowe's Theatre. This is the world premiere of Towards Youth, a play on radical hope. This is very, very interesting, and we're going to find out some details now. In studio with me is professor and researcher Dr. Kathleen Gallagher, along with actor Amaka Ume.
Well done.
Oh, thank you. I've practiced that over and over and over again. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So listen, let's start by way of a little bit of background here. Andrew, is it Kushner?
Kushner.
Yeah. He wrote and directed this play. It's a documentary. So give our listeners just a bit of an overview, some insight. How did this project get started? This was originally commissioned through a research project, right?
That's right.
All right.
So 10 years ago, mm-hmm. about 2008, 2009, I was doing research in a school. Mm-hmm. And during that time, Andrew had a previous play called The Middle Place that he brought into the school.
Okay.
And so in the context of doing my research, I happened to see that play. And it was extremely powerful, not just for all the adults watching it, but for all the young people. So I struck up a relationship with Andrew, and we began to work together. And when I designed my next research project, I realized that the work would be so much enhanced, wow, by having a playwright travel to all of the sites around the globe where I was doing my research with drama students.
And you certainly traveled, my friend. I'm looking here, Taiwan, England, Greece. This was wonderful.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, Amaka, tell me about your role in this.
I am one of the performers in the play. So we're kind of in an ensemble formation. Mm-hmm. Eight out of the nine actors, mm-hmm, play different roles. Two of which are Kathleen, who's here with us today, and Andrew, who wrote the play. The rest of us, we play a multitude of characters all around the world. So I go from, you know, being a drama student in a classroom in Toronto to a research facilitator in a theater program in Greece, mm-hmm, to everything in between, a social worker, everything you can think of. So I kind of get a real big, like, workout for my imagination muscles.
I'm
just, like, flipping hats and changing costumes. It's a lot of fun.
Wow. Now, Kathleen, I'm reading here that, you know, this play is being described as many things, but as the window into the lives of young people around the world. So when you did all this traveling, was there a common denominator? What did you find?
Well, I'll tell you this. In the previous study, mm-hmm, the two things that really intrigued me most were that when I was working with young people in these vastly different contexts and doing the research, the extent to which young people were engaged as caregivers in their communities, in their families, with their peers, was very positively correlated with their academic performance and their engagement in school.
Wow.
So rather than imagining young people as those we need to care for, I started to have an impression of young people as caregivers themselves.
What does that tell you? My goodness.
It tells us a lot. Wow. And the second thing is that maybe, like many people, I was imagining, because many of these schools exist in communities that are quite struggling. And so my sense of hope in places like that was very much interrupted by what the young people taught me, which is that hope is not an imagined future. Hope is not an aspiration. Hope is in the present, and hope needs to be practiced
every day. Wow, intriguing. Mm-hmm. Very fascinating. Wow. Personal stories. Can you share one before we... Is there a personal story when it comes to anything that stands out for you?
You mean like in relation to the play?
Yeah, just in the play.
I guess just in the present, having encountered this work, mm-hmm, has kind of shifted my
view,
my perspective on basically the world as I've been living it.
Wow.
You know, considering feminism as a practice, hope as a practice, and definitely tuning an ear to youth. They have this deep intelligence, this like sort of natural.
We don't seem to give them the credit they deserve.
We don't.
They are our future.
We give them the responsibility of that, exactly, like you've just
remember
mentioned.
Remember that? Mm-hmm. And that what children should be seen and not heard, kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. This is
the opposite of that. But the one thing I would add is that in addition to their fierce, intelligent, and their voices, what I learned going around the world, especially in these times of social polarization and many, many crises around the world, is that they are the canaries in the coal mine. Mm-hmm. They are telling us how we're doing. Mm-hmm. They're not just telling us how they're doing.
Right.
They're telling us how we're doing.
Look at that.
As societies, as cultures.
Wow.
It's like a barometric check for us.
This sounds like a feel-good documentary, is it? It really does.
There are so many things to feel good about and so many things to be addressing.
Exactly.
All right. Sounds good. It is a world premiere of Towards Youth, a play on radical hope. It's happening at Crow's Theater, downtown Toronto. It's on now until March 16th. If you'd like tickets, if you'd like information, please go to crowstheater.com. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank
it's been
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thanks
very much.